Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Enfield Chen.
Hey, race fans, welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio. I'm your host, Enfield Chen, and I got a great show for you tonight. It's actually a catch-up kind of show because the last 2 weeks I haven't been able to do this show. Last week I had to go someplace with Brian and I couldn't get out of that. And 2 weeks ago when I got home from Homestead, I was dead tired and there was no way that I would have sounded alive on the air. But I got to say, my trip to Homestead was worth it. It was a busy weekend, and it was a long weekend at that, but I traveled with my sponsor, my business manager, Bob Juergens of Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, and I got to say, we really got a lot accomplished at the track. But after the cup race and all that craziness that followed Kyle Busch winning the championship, we hopped in the car and drove straight through the night back to North Carolina. Now, if we weren't in a hurry to get back, I would have loved to have stayed another night in Miami. Hell, I didn't even want to come home. I mean, it was beautiful down there. I even got some coconuts to take back with me, which I still have on my kitchen counter because a certain Brian Keselowski hasn't brought home any power tools to open the damn things yet, but that's another story. Anyway, back to Homestead. Like I said, it was a really good trip, and aside from seeing three new champions crowned, I had the pleasure of meeting with the president and the owner of the NASCAR Campground Network. We got to sit down, get to know each other a little better, and start working on a game plan for 2016. Now, so far, so good, but I don't have any news to announce just yet about it. Hopefully soon, though. Now, what I did learn about them and the NASCAR Campground Network is that they are legit, which is a great thing. Now, so far, they've accomplished everything that they set out to do from a business standpoint, and they did everything that they needed to do to be credible in the NASCAR garages and campgrounds and the whole NASCAR realm thing. So they did a really good job with that, and I really hope things work out and I get the chance to really work with them and represent them at the racetracks next year. It'll be a lot of fun. Now, if all goes according to plan, you know, we're going to be doing some really fun things in the campgrounds. And over the last few months since I started to work for the NASCAR Campground Network as their, you know, feature reporter and blogger, I spoke with a lot of the drivers in all three series that I know personally, and every single one of them said, yep, sign me up. You know, and I'm talking about big-name drivers, too, like Brad Keselowski and Ryan Newman and, you know, a lot more. So, you know, knowing that I have their support over what I do as Enfield Chen, it's really cool, you know, and they support what I'm planning to do and they're cool with it, you know, what I'm planning to do with the NCN next year, it makes me even more excited about getting this started. So, yeah, this off season is killing me now because I really, really want to get back to the track and get this party started. So the NASCAR Campground Network is definitely going to be where it's at, and you're definitely going to want to be there next year, but you're going to have to be a member. So for all these exclusive driver appearances and things that we're going to set up at the racetracks, you will need to be a NASCAR Campground member. So now, of course, you're going to be able to sign up at the racetrack, but that may take some time, you know, to get the process completed, and you don't want to miss out. But if you go to their website today, you can sign up right now. It's also going to be a great Christmas gift. Now, the other really cool perk that is if you use the code InfieldChen at checkout, you're going to receive a huge discount on your membership. Now, full membership is $99, but with my discount, you're going to save an additional $20, making it only $79, and that's good for the whole year. Now, being a member of the NASCAR Campground Network does not stop at the racetracks. They took it like 10 steps further and bought the racetrack to the campgrounds around the whole United States and Canada. That's right. Now, once you're a member of the NCN, NASCAR Campground Network, we'll just call them NCN, you can go to any of their affiliated campgrounds and resorts that are near you, where you live, where you are, where you're hanging out at, whatever it is. You could find them in their online directory on the NASCAR Campground website, and you could watch the race on a huge screen, TV, and tailgate with other race fans that are there at the racetrack, at the race park as well. It's the next best thing to getting the real racing experience when you can't be at the track. And of course, they don't even stop there. Now, since the NCN is the official campgrounds of NASCAR, they're able to offer members a ton of other really cool discounts from affiliated partners. Now, if you enjoy doing things that are like in the great outdoors, as many NASCAR fans do, the NASCAR Campground Network offers exceptional discounts on like hunting expeditions, deep sea fishing trips, archery and shooting ranges, scuba diving discounts, and you could earn travel awards. And you can find out more information about that on the website as well. But yeah, they, you know, will provide big discounts at different racetracks for like tickets and special giveaways and, you know, all these cool stuff that I mentioned before about the driver appearances and whatnot. Now, plus, if you like diecasts, you're even going to get a discount when you buy at Lino, the official diecast of NASCAR. Now, I don't know if you guys ever checked this out, but like a regular diecast from Lino costs about $79 or more, you know, alone without the discount. So, I mean, look what you're getting for the amount of the price of the membership for the NASCAR Campground Network. Honestly, you simply can't beat it. And I got to tell you, I'm honestly telling you, I'm not talking so highly about them because, you know, they asked me to do this. As a matter of fact, they didn't. But I did my research on them and seen what they're all about and knowing NASCAR fans as I do, I know that every single person who signs up to become a NASCAR Campground member is going to be really glad that they did it. So check it out. And you know what's even cooler is that the NASCAR Campground Network is giving away a free trip for four to the Daytona 500 in 2016. That's right. It's a great prize. Now, it's free to enter whether you're a member or not, so check this out. One lucky grand prize winner is going to receive 1 week's lodging in an oceanfront two-bedroom condominium. Now, I've stayed in oceanfront two-bedroom condominiums at Daytona when we were down there for the Daytona, and it was awesome. I mean, you wake up, you got the waves crashing, really cool. So just for the week's lodging alone, that's worth it to enter right there. But yeah, you're also going to get $1,000 airfare or travel cash. You'll get $1,000 spending money. You get infield passes for four people for the entire week. How cool is that? You're going to get the behind-the-scenes VIP tour for four people at the Daytona International Speedway, and hoping that yours truly here will be your tour guide, because I can give you one hell of a tour. And you're also going to get one special parking pass. Now, the entry deadline is December 15th. It was the first. They actually extended this because it's such a great deal and so many people were trying to sign up. But the deadline is now December 15th, 2015. The winner will be chosen in a random drawing on December 18th, 2015. Now, there's only one entry per person, so make sure you get you and all your friends to sign up, too. You got to be at least 18 years old by January 1st, and there is no purchase necessary to win. So head on over to the NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. So it's www.NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. Good stuff, man. I can't wait. All right, well, tonight's show is brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Hey, how would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you're going to have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. They're a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like yourself achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. Now, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. And that's huge. They've helped me for several years now, and I can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was one of the best decisions I ever made, and it can be the best decision that you ever make, too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. All right, so as you know, the Snowflake and the Snowball Derby took place this past weekend, and it sure was interesting. John Hunter Nemechek took home the win for the Snowflake 100, and when it came to the big one, the Snowball Derby, it was actually Chase Elliott who finished second. He was declared the winner after Christopher Bell, who actually finished first in a Kyle Busch Motorsports car, was disqualified in post-race inspection. Now, Ricky Brooks is the head honcho over there at the Pensacola track, and he runs a tight ship with no room for error. And he disqualified quite a few teams. Safe to say, he don't play. Anyway, that's what happened, and now there is absolutely no more racing until February. So, yeah, I'm suffering along right there with you. And don't worry, you're not alone out there. I am too. But I got to tell you, I really hate this time of year for us, the holidays kind of just get in the way of what we're trying to do, like, you know, find sponsorship. I mean, it's a crazy, unsure time of the year for races and their families, and it's no different at our house here in Huntersville. It's nerve-wracking, you know, not to really know what's going to happen next year. You know, when you try to contact these marketing people at any given time of the year, you know, especially around this time of the year, it's almost impossible to get a hold of them, which makes the hunt for sponsorship even harder, as if it's not ridiculously difficult to begin with already, you know? But we're trying to stay positive, trying to stay busy, and do what we need. Well, we'll do what we think needs to be done at the race shop so that if and when a sponsor does sign on with us, you know, we're not 10 steps behind. We'll be ready or close to being ready to go by Daytona. And so, yeah, this time of year just sucks for us. But anyway, we're hoping to leave those sick feelings behind for a few days starting tomorrow. Actually, Brian and I will be traveling up to Indy to go to the PRI show. And then on Saturday night, we're going to go to the ARCA banquet. And Brian's actually going to be in a tuxedo. I can't wait to see him in that getup. Actually, it'll be the first time I've ever seen him in a tux. So, should be good. I'll take a lot of pictures. I got a long black dress. Yeah, I know. I'm me in black. Big shocker. But it's a nice dress, so it'll be fine. Anyway, I'm sure that we're going to have a good time. And I hear that they have wine up there, so I know I'll be fine. Anyway, at the PRI show, you know, we're probably going to run into a ton of people that we know, which is always nice. And it'll be a great opportunity to hear some of the gossip and the rumors going around, you know, who's driving for who next year, what sponsors are going to what teams next year. And it's cool to see new products introduced at the show. You know, who knows, whatever, something that's there could be the next big thing at the track. So, you know, who knows. But anyway, this is my first time going to the PRI show, so I'm really looking forward to it. Brian's been there a bunch of times before. And Brian and I are going to be actually appearing at the Brace Yourself booth with a well-known Australian driver named Tim Macro, who drives Formula 3 and V8 supercars. So, yeah, that should be fun. And, hey, if you're going to be at the PRI show, you know, come find us at the Brace Yourself booth and say hi. Now, for those of you guys that listen to the show, you know, regularly, I had Tony Baginski on the show a couple of times talking to me about the Brace Yourself brand. And it's a hands and neck device currently being used in Australia racing, like different Australia racing series. And they're bringing this to the United States so that, you know, maybe some of the racing series here can use it. Maybe even NASCAR. I don't know. But I'm curious to see how the device works. And, you know, we're actually going to have Brian try it on. And I think he would be the best one to have try it on since, you know, and see what he thinks of it. So he can kind of feel the difference between a Hans device that we use now and the Brace Yourself device. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good week coming up. Now, while we're at the PRI show, you know I'm going to take pictures of everything, and I'm going to post it up on my social media all week long and try to give you guys a sense of what it's like there. So, yeah, it should be fun. And also, if you have any questions about the PRI show or if there's something that, you know, you would like me to take pictures of while I'm there, let me know, and you know I'll do my best to get it done for you. And you know how to connect with me, social media, email, or, you know, via my website, infieldgen.com. So just connect with me and let me know what you want me to do there. Okay. So, guys, have you ever heard of racegear.com? Well, if you're the kind of race fan that loves memorabilia from all your favorite NASCAR drivers and teams, then check out racegear.com. It's like a one-stop shop for all your racing memorabilia needs. They have everything, and you can get it all with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. So, great way to do some Christmas shopping in your pajamas. Their prices are really good, too, and if you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, you're going to get an additional 10% off your order. So, wait till the end of the show and go over and check out racegear.com. Cool stuff. They even have some autograph stuff on there too. So, and it's genuine. It's not fake. It's real, genuine autograph items that they have for sale there too. So check that out. All right. Now, at the beginning of the year, as you guys know, I started my dedicated Fan in the Stand reporter program where I pick a race fan to go to the track and go into the garages and essentially be my eyes and ears, whether I'm at the track or not. And then they get to come on the show here and the following Tuesday and talk all about their experience and all about the fun that they had, the drivers they met, all the good stuff. Well, I got to say, the program got really popular really quickly, and I'm so glad to say that I will be doing this program again next year. That's right, I will be doing this program again next year. So if you want to be one of my dedicated Fan in the Stand reporters next year, shoot me a message, an email, or however, whatever way you know how to connect with me, and tell me which race you're planning on going to, and give me a good reason why I should pick you to be my eyes and ears at that track for that race. It was a lot of fun for those who did it this year, and I know it's going to be a lot of fun next year, too. So check that out. Now, my other program, which also took off really well, is my fan sponsorship program. I received a ton of questions. I received the same question from a ton of people, actually, asking if I will have this program in place again next year. And the answer is yes, I will. But I'm not starting it up again until mid to late January. So, you know, you guys still just have to visit my website, infogen.com/fan-sponsorship, and read up on it and make that decision to become a fan sponsor in 2016. Now, the program's really cool because it's twofold. It allows race fans to become team sponsors at an affordable price, or an affordable rate, rather, which goes to help teams get the things that they need to go to the track and do what they do. And it also allows the fan, now considered a team sponsor, the chance to go to the track with an all-access VIP pass to that race of their choice so that they can see what their sponsorship really does and enjoy the heck out of themselves. You know, it's a lot of fun. But yeah, once you're down there and you're up close and personal, you can really see how every little bit helps. So it's a great win-win way for fans and teams to connect with each other, and I'm really, really happy to do it. So yeah, it will be back next year. Now, I know that you guys have heard me talk about racefansrock.com this year, but have you checked it out yet? Have you joined it? Well, if not, let me tell you a little bit about it, and shame on you for not joining already, but anyway. So yeah, I'm sure you heard me talk about racefansrock.com. It's my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it, and that means you. Sign up for free and customize your profile however you like. You can instantly connect with other race fans who like the same drivers as you and make new race fan friends. Now, there's no limit on how many friends you can be friends with on there, so it's a really nice feature. When you do post status to racefansrock.com, you can simultaneously post it to Facebook and Twitter as well, making it a one-stop shop, and best of all, it's designed to be a race-themed social site. Now, there's not another social site out there like racefansrock.com, which makes us unique. Other features on racefansrock allow you to create your own blog posts, events, post ton of your racing pictures and videos, create your own racing groups, and join any one of the live chat rooms that I have set up for every driver in the top three series and then some. These live chat rooms are my favorite part about racefansrock.com, and what's really cool is that your favorite drivers can stop by at any time to chat with his or her fans in real time in their own chat room. Plus, when a driver joins racefansrock.com, he or she is verified so that you know you're talking to the actual driver, so it's legit. Now, as if these features aren't great enough, just know that we're not stopping there. We have plans for a lot of other things as the site grows, and right now we're working on hosting an iRacing league for the off-season. Now, according to my web genius, David Allen, who's the brains behind both my websites, infogen.com and racefansrock.com, he says that the iRacing league should kick off in January, and it should get us all the way through to Daytona. So, yeah, we're going to have prizes and all kinds of good stuff on it, so it's going to be fun. Now, I think it's going to be pretty exciting, and, I said I'll keep you all informed on how the development of it goes and when it's going to be ready for some iRacing. Now, as always, my main focus is that the site always be fan-friendly and have race fans involved. So after you check out Race Fans Rock, send me your thoughts on the site, and if you have any suggestions for it, let me know, and you just might see something that you wanted implemented on the site, and it'll be on there in the future. So let me know what you think of it. But racefansrock.com is growing in leaps and bounds every week, and it's really awesome to see the interaction and the numbers on this site skyrocket. I mean, we welcomed a bunch of new members this week, as we did the week before and the week before that, And since we launched this site on April 6th this year, we are well over 275,000 page views and interactions, which is huge. It's not even a year old, and we're over, within a few weeks, we're going to hit over the 300,000 mark, so it's awesome. I'm so proud of it. But yeah, I really hope that you'll take a second, you'll join the fun, and help make racefansrock.com become the best social racing site on the internet. That's www.racefansrock.com. All right, this racefansrock.com segment's been brought to you by Tate's Cleaning Services. If you're in the North Carolina, Charlotte area, or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you contact Tate's Cleaning Services first for all your home and office cleaning needs. It doesn't matter how big of a mess you made, Tate's Cleaning Services is going to clean it up and make it sparkle again like new in no time at all. I trust them with my home, and believe me, I'm telling you, we've got three Basset Hounds, so it makes it a big challenge for them sometimes, but they do an excellent job every single time. As you can see, they're pet-friendly, so that's a plus. They're fully licensed and insured, so that's even more of a plus. So yeah, you can trust and call Tate's Cleaning Services to book your appointment today. Visit them on Facebook, / Tate's Cleaning Services. You can email them at NorthCarolinaMaid@gmail.com, or you can call them directly at 763-269-1919. Make sure you mention that you heard about them from me, Infield Jen, because you'll get a discount on their services as well. I absolutely guarantee you're going to love them as much as we do. That's Tate's Cleaning Services. All right, well, don't let the off-season deter you. Keep in touch with me. Send me your requests. All winter long. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. You can find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing Infield Jen in the search box and add me as a friend. You can continue to connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Infield Jen fan page and facebook.com/ racefansrock. Now, my personal page has reached that 5,000 limit, so it's kind of difficult for me to add people on there. I do add people when someone deletes me or deletes their account and a spot opens up online on my page. I'll add somebody that's sent me a friend request. So, yeah, I people actually get pissed at me because I don't add them, but it's like I can't. Thanks a lot, Facebook. But, again, it's another reason why racefansrock.com is a better social community for racing. There is no limit on how many friends you can have on there, so be friends with everyone. I don't care. Now, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Infield Jen. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and whatever other social site is out there. I'm on there as Infield Jen. Now, make sure you visit my website, InfieldJen.com, on a daily basis, and check out the latest, news, pictures, videos, and when the races were happening every week, I posted all the race results. It includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, final race results complete with race notes, penalty reports, all that good stuff. It had everything on there. And so make sure you check out the new blog posts that get posted all the time, cool fan stories I'm continuously posting, different teams' press releases, which is really cool because, they means that they consider me as media and they'll send me their press releases that their PR team, marketing team, took the time to write and I'm posting exactly what the teams send me. I'm not taking a line or two out of it and, writing my own story on it. That's not what I do. The teams send me that. I'm going to post it up and give them credit for writing up what they've done. So they work really hard, and I totally respect them. But when they send it to me, they usually send it to me when they send it to everyone else in the media, and you could hear about some things that specific team has going on. You'll hear about it first, in their own words, basically. I all the photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters, they're all posted, so check it out. See what you missed, get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldJen.com. And if you have a suggestion for something that you'd like to see me post on my website, feel free to send those suggestions to me via the contact form on the bottom of any page on my website. And I actually get those messages directly, and I will be the one that definitely does answer you back. Then, show some love. Don't forget to click over to my merchandise tab. Get yourself some Infield Jen gear. I got some pretty cool stuff on there. And as a matter of fact, a friend of mine, Mike Martz, who is a crew, he goes over the wall for a bunch of teams in all different series. He's actually starting his own T-shirt business, and his own T-shirt website's going up soon. And he's using my Race Fans Rock radio logo as one of the first T-shirts that he's going to have available for sale. So it's pretty cute. I've seen some of the demos of what the shirt's going to look like, and it's cool. So, yeah, and as to this date, I don't have a Race Fans Rock radio shirt. I have a Race Fans Rock shirt.com shirt and an Infield Jen shirt, but not a Race Fans Rock radio shirt. So as soon as those become available, I will let you know, and you can check those out. Well, like I said, this is a pretty short show tonight, and I'm going to start to wrap it up. But I want to thank all the fans that allowed me to turn them into sponsors this year, and hopefully I can add you to that list next year. It's going to be good. Once again, I'm sending out a huge shout-out to RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, Tate's Cleaning Services, and to everyone who tuned in tonight. I hope you all enjoy your week. I know there's no racing, but have a good one anyway. I will try to do the same, and I'll keep it racy. So yeah, just check my website and social media throughout the week to check out, you know, all my pictures and information that I'm getting from PRI and the ARCA banquet. So I'm hoping that there's a red carpet because I'd like to go on that. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, and make sure you tune in next week and I will talk all about it. So if you're going to actually be at the PRI show as well, feel free to stop by the Brace Yourself booth and say hi to Brian and I. We would love to meet you and introduce you to Brace Yourself, the new device that might help save some lives. Now, I got to tell you, I cannot say enough good things about the NASCAR Campground Network. So definitely take a minute, head over to their website, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. Check them out and make sure you enter for your chance to win that free trip, all-inclusive trip for four to the Daytona 500 in 2016. My God, I can't wait. Click on their blog section on a regular basis and read exclusive articles written just for the NASCAR Campground Network. And check out all the benefits about becoming a member so I can see you and hang out with you at a NASCAR racetrack next year. Now, when you join, again, don't forget to include my name in Phil Jen at checkout to receive that huge discount on your yearly membership. It's so worth it. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun next year, and you definitely don't want to miss out. I want to give a shout-out once again to you guys for tuning in tonight, and we'll get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, you all have a great week, and I'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com. Good night.